Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. The Seattle Mariners play the Angels down in Anaheim for the first game of the season. Mariners have been around since 1977. They actually played their first game ever against the Angels. But the history of baseball in Washington State goes back much further than that and more complex than you might expect. Chaco Phillips is exhibitions manager at the Northwest African American Museum in Seattle. She curated the exhibit Pitch Black, African American Baseball in Washington. I went down for a tour last week with producer Andy Hurst. Curator Chaco Phillips began our journey with some forgotten history of Sixth Stadium. It was the longtime home of Seattle's minor league club, the Rainiers. The Seattle Pilots played there during their one ill-fated season of 1969. But there's a team who played there you might not have heard of, an all-black women's softball team called the Owls.
One of my favorite stories about Sixth Stadium was actually the women's state softball tournament that was played in 1938. It was actually the first time that softball was played in the stadium. It was also the first time that women were allowed to play for the state title. And so Seattle's black community was represented by a team called the Owls. And actually, if we go
where
over
they?
Here.
We'll leave the poster of Sixth Stadium behind. Oh, here's a case of the Owls. Wow. Orange and black with orange piping on their skirts?
Those are shorts,
but they are short.
So this is the uniform, a full uniform for the Owls team. And over there you can see we have a team photo. And then we also have a smaller team photo over here. And the thing about this team, they were good. They won the state tournament, and then they also won the city tournament the following year, in 1939. But only one person in either of these photographs has been identified.
Yeah, that is a remarkable statement. You have it right here at the bottom of this small, Pauline White, front row, second from the right, the only identified person. And you have a sign, help us uncover the Owl's history. If you have any information, let us know. We don't know?
No, we don't.
You have a poster here of Rosalind Washington.
Yes.
Why was Rosalind a center for African American baseball?
Starting in 1888, you have strikes in Central Washington in the coal mines, which brings migration of African Americans up here to unknowingly break strikes and work in the mines. And so where you have enough black folks, you're going to have a black baseball team. That's kind of what I've learned. You know, you get 50 folks up in Roslyn, and they're playing baseball immediately, 1888. And so these items over here are actually from the Roslyn Historical Museum. You have steel-soled mining shoes. They're leather, don't look comfortable at all. That's a thick, like, 4-inch sole heel back there. And then you have this little flimsy cloth cap with a leather bill, and this little, I mean, it looks like a teapot hanging off the side with a little wick, but these were items used in the coal mines. You know, these were boots to help steady the workers, and this, you know, you lit that lantern on, and that was how workers, you know, saw it. Very dangerous. But these items were also used on the baseball field.
Yeah, that's amazing. How was it that they were using these heavy steel-soled boots on the baseball field?
Well, these shoes, the points on the bottom have obviously been worn. They're very old, from the 1920s. But they could be used for traction. You know, just like running spikes or, you know, like baseball shoes today. You know, they would gain traction and help with running on the grass or on the dirt. And this, you just take that lantern off. You see there's a little hook. You take that lantern off, and you have a baseball cap to keep the sun out of your eyes.
Who are these guys? And then we'll walk over to past 1946. But who are these guys? So here's Jimmy Claxton, played on local and barnstorming teams. Was he from that area? Was he from Roslyn? Where was he from?
Yes. So Jimmy, these are actually all highlight the same fellow, Jimmy Claxton. He was born in British Columbia, but his father actually came up as a strike breaker, and he is the first African American on a baseball card. 1916, the Oakland Oaks.
The Oakland Oaks.
Yes. So he was a mixed race fella. He was claimed a bunch of different heritages, but when he played on the Oakland Oaks, he claimed his native ancestry, that he said he was an American Indian, and he got put on the team. He played a few games, someone found out about his African ancestry and he got kicked off. So he was only on the team for about 2 weeks, but it just happened to coincide with a photographer who came and took this snapshot of a very early instance of integration.
Did he keep playing?
Oh, yes. Oh, he played for a long time. He settled in Tacoma. He lived in Tacoma a lot when he was younger, but then he settled there when he was older, and he was playing in, you know, old-timers leagues there. He's in their Hall of Fame down there. But, yeah, he played for a long time.
Well, this is an interesting picture. Describe this picture.
This is a picture of some Seattle Rainiers hanging out in the locker room. In the middle, you have Artie Wilson, who was the first African-American to play on the Rainiers team. He was followed shortly after by Bob Boyd the same year. And they don't have any shirts on, and they're touching each other. You know, they have hands on their arms, and I think this is such an intimate photo. Not only are they standing, you know, in the same doorway, but they're actually close enough. You know, they're rubbing skin. It makes you feel like they really, you know, they're friends, they're comrades, they're kicking it after the game like any other sports team.
Yeah, that is a great picture. But this is a pretty amazing statistic you have. United States 2014, the percentage of American-born black players in professional baseball, the lowest since 1958.
This is a question that actually Major League Baseball has taken it upon themselves to do research on, and they put together a research committee to try and figure out, you know, what is up with this decrease? You know, what are we doing? What can we do? And so I just thought, why not ask visitors? I mean, they have answers to that.
What did this person say? The causes of fewer African-American players is basketball taking over. Also, it's not really an inner-city sport, and there aren't enough baseball teams in the inner city. That's interesting.
Right. Yeah, and there are
This is your wall of commemoration. You ask people questions, and then with a clothespin and paper, they put it up on a chain-link fence.
Right.
Make us feel like we're at the field.
Part of the field, part of the show.
This is very long. Please share a memory of baseball, but read just the first couple of paragraphs of what this person wrote.
My father grew up in the Central District. Graduated Garfield, 38. His older brothers played in the Commercial League against the Royal Giants. There was a Giants pitcher no one could hit off of. His name was Credell. They used to say, Credell fast as hell. He was legendary.
Yes, Jackie hit that ball.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, little music about Jackie Robinson. Jaco Phillips, exhibitions manager at the Northwest African American Museum in Seattle, took Andy Hurst and I on a tour of the exhibition she curated, Pitch Black African American Baseball in Washington. It's on view until November. There's a lot there. It was a fascinating exhibit, and you should check it out, Steve Scher says. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scher.